Have a safe Black Friday and welcome to Thunderdome!
Attention, podcast shoppers. Also, hello world. This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the surprise bonus Black Friday show, which we didn't want to tease, and frankly, I didn't know if it was going to happen, but here it is, which just kind of came together. Joining me also is, almost as usual, Jack DeFranco.
Hello again, everybody.
It's 2 days before Black Friday, aka the day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve. Mm-hmm. When we're recording this, just because I said, well, it'd be funny.
I once got an email called Black Friday Eve from a store.
Did you really?
I was like, it's fucking Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, let's start calling it Thanksgiving.
What have we turned into?
Well, it's funny. I was thinking about it just in as much as this year is going to look different. I mean, it has looked different for a lot of reasons. Obviously, a lot of people's Thanksgivings will be different. And I don't know that people are going out shopping the way they used to. So I thought, well, let's throw a little extra something out there for people who are listening, who are subscribers and just who might be down with hearing some tales of Black Friday's past, because Jack and I met and worked together for years at a big box retailer, and we have some stories and did some time.
Yes.
And
yes,
there was a little bit of an overlap of almost a year when he and I and Ryan all worked together, along with Corey Noyes and Metal Jimmy. So that's kind of how
it was. 2009. It
2009. I think Ryan started in like August or September, and then I left the following. It was July 2nd, 2010. So it was almost a year.
And he left like shortly after you, like 2 or 3 months after.
Yeah, he did. He did about a year.
He's like, ah, fuck this. I can't do this.
Well, it was up and down anyway. I mean, working that kind of retail, I don't think he'd done that for a while. I mean, he worked at Great Adventure, Six Flags, for a while. And then he went and worked for Verizon, which he and I'll talk about later. There's a little bit I did with Ryan Taggart, which we did when we recorded Monday's show. If you're caught up, we did about an extra 10 minutes with him. So that'll come later in the show. You can listen to what Ryan has to say and share some stories of Black Friday's past. But yeah, this year's going to look different in a lot of ways. And I don't know that people are shopping, because I went to the store yesterday because there were just a handful of things I need to pick up, general apartment items. I wasn't shopping for any big sales, which is another thing, because they seem to have started all week. Like I popped into Target and
every place that used to just send emails, it's like, it's today, Tuesday, Black Friday's Tuesday.
Exactly.
Black Friday.
Yeah, it's Black Friday week. And that's kind of what it is this year. Legitimately, like Target just has an ad for Saturday to, or rather Sunday to Saturday. And they used to have one. I mean, them and like Best Buy and, you know, any other national chains used to have like one ad that went from Sunday to Wednesday, and then one ad that started that was like Friday, Saturday, or then became Thanksgiving.
And if there was food, it was all advertised like Sunday to Wednesday. It was like, get your last minute Thanksgiving stuff, your cranberries, your green beans, everything, and just, you know, stock it to get all your stuff now. And then the last week is just like electronics and toys and gadgets galore.
Pretty much. So, and clothes and pajama sets.
Yes, and pajama sets.
And gift sets for usually for men. It's usually like grooming products or like, you know, mini dartboards or, you know, stuff none of us ever asked for.
Yeah, like, yeah, those cheap, like, so many weird things.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
a lot refrigerator of
random
magnets.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, magnets. Chip clips for men.
Or weird themed advent calendars.
Yeah.
With like different products in them, whether it was like shaving products or, you know, mini deodorants. I don't know. They're all sorts of weird stuff. But
yeah.
This year it's weird because it seems like everybody just has sales going on all week. Like the sales started Sunday and they're running through Saturday, and nobody's really doing anything for Friday, Saturday. I get it, because you don't want to encourage crowds, because there's going to be lines, and traditionally there have been lines on Black Fridays anyway.
Oh, there have been.
But I just don't see it happening this year, partly because of the prominence of online shopping. And also because I just don't think people are going out like that, or they don't have the money, because this year has been a harder year financially for most of us, I'd say. So
I agree, especially with like things going on in the like, you know, we're next step on unemployment and this and that. For some people, it's like this could be it for some people for a long time. So
I mean,
they want to just like, I got to hoard my money or just get something for like you said, online or save, you know, I've got my Christmas presents months ago because I knew this might be a bad situation later on.
So. Totally. I mean, that's kind of the way it is. The next 2 months are going to be tight because it's pretty clear, not to take into the political realm, but it is part of something that affects what's going on right now. I mean, the current administration is pretty much just barely there. I mean, phoning it in would be generous of them at this point. So the next chance of any kind of change or anything when it comes to unemployment or some kind of stipend to help people along, because don't forget, everybody got $1,200. That's all we got for this entire thing.
Yeah.
You know, unless you were unemployed and you got the enhanced unemployment for a short time. But that's kind of been it. So there's no change that's going to happen until the end of January, assuming that, you know, the next administration has a rough plan in place and can do something right away. So this, the next 2 months are going to be tight for people in general. And the holiday season's definitely going to be different. For me personally, there's not really anything I'm looking at. I haven't made any big purchases on Black Friday or the Thanksgiving weekend, let's say. Since 2016, I got my last TV for my apartment, which is now the TV in our living room, that weekend, because it was like $300 and it was a 49-inch TV, smart TV, which, you know, 4 years ago was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And if anything, that's kind of what I was eyeing this year, even though, frankly, I don't have the money. I can't throw down $400 or $500 on a bigger TV because I was hoping for, you know, silly guy talk, but I was hoping for a 65-inch for the living room because we're also in a bigger place. So, and the, you know, it's no longer the living room and bedroom are just one box, like my apartment in Burbank, but now we have an actual living room. So a bigger TV would be nice. And then we can put
and
that
not going
TV
to
in
the movies
bedroom.
Anytime soon. So you might as well get the biggest screen you could.
Well, that's the funny part, because I think that's a factor when it comes to TVs that are on sale, because you're always going to have the off brands, you know, the shitty TVs that are, you know, 40 inch TV for $99. That's going to break February 3rd. Which is a few days after the January 31st return window, and it's going to be a waste of money. But people would line up for those things, you know, once upon a time. Not so much anymore, but even this year, the TVs I did look at, because as I was walking through Target, I saw there were a few big screen TVs on sale, and I was just looking at them out of curiosity. Again, I'm not buying one this weekend, but I thought, wow, they're only like $50 off because the regular price is there.
Yeah.
And then it's the sale price. So a TV that's, you know, like $529 is $479, which isn't that remarkable a sale.
No, not at all.
So,
but I mean, I remember people would go crazy because I was every year when I was in Black Friday, and I counted, I had 9 Black Fridays in the retailer that we used to work at. I counted them the other day in preparation for this. But every year when flat screen TVs or smart TVs got better and better and better, they'd be on sale. And I thought, well, it's the same stuff every year, but it literally was like advanced every single year. I saw one of the people who at our store was actually, he was knocked over because there was like lines back then of trying to hand people TVs and I guess the weight of it or something. And he fell backwards. He didn't hurt himself, but it was distinct enough for me to see down the aisle like, oh, holy shit. No names, but like fell backwards.
So-and-so took a spill.
Yeah, and it's like you couldn't get to them because it looks like the end of The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, like when Legolas is trying to run the Aragorn, like he's trying to run, and you can't because you're just swarmed with people. So,
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's happening. I mean, I will say the thing that I feel like this year is correcting, the wrong that's being corrected, is this is the first year in, I mean, I'm going to say almost a decade, probably since 2011. I'm willing to bet that that Black Friday actually starts on Friday and stores aren't open on Thanksgiving Day, because that's something I was thinking about. I remember in 2010 when I left the store where we were working, and that I believe 2009, the store opened at like 4 a.m. It kept creeping up.
It
used to be 6 a.m. And then it was like 4
a.m. I was at 6 a.m.
Right.
I remember at the Sig, that was my first early Black Friday. Mm-hmm. So, and then the year after it's 5, and then it was, like you said, 4. So
I think
it
was
creeping up.
And then I think they opened at midnight on Friday in 2010, which is when I said, oh, good, I got out just in time. I'm pretty sure.
No, that was 2011, because that was the first time I had to do that.
Oh, really? Okay.
So
it was
still like,
you'd know better
around,
than me.
I think they kept it at 4 a.m. on Black Friday in 2010. But the next year in 2011 started my 4 years of working overnight for a 12-hour shift.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Starting at midnight. And then it moved up to like 9 p.m.
Being there at 11.
8 p.m.
So I worked from 11 to 11.
I mean, it was ridiculous that that's something that happened. I mean, I think it was as early as Walmart opened at like 4 p.m. or something on Thanksgiving. And I thought, who the hell are these freaks who are going out?
Like, it was like a dick measuring contest. So you're going to open at 4? Well, we're going to open at 3. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if Target was opening at 5, Walmart was going to open at 4. I mean, I get that the idea, you know, a lot of money is made on those on that day in particular. So the idea of we need to entice people
You'd
to come to our store.
There were times where in 2010, 11, or actually one of them in 2008, I remember distinctly because that was when the recession started and people were not as it was not as crowded as the year before. Because that was in 2007. Remember, I worked at 6 a.m. and it was busy from 6 a.m. to the time I left at like 4 p.m. that day. And I stayed overtime.
Right.
But in 2008, it was kind of slow. Like, I remember our supervisor, our head supervisor above where the other managers of the front end, the general managers were, the position we had eventually would hold, were kind of like, yeah, it's not as good this year because things were kind of taking a hit financially. And then in 11, like I remember a big meeting. It was must have been 11 or 12. It was like we almost hit our sales. So you think like it's going to be just, you know, raking in money, raking in money.
A windfall of cash in one day. Yeah.
But sometimes it's just like there's such a high overhead or such a high thing for staffing and the amount of hours that you're doing that it doesn't make money because the stupid thing of doing that whole stay open from 11, you open at midnight and then you stay open all day from four, when people are done, the crazy people are done by 2:33 in the morning. So from 3 a.m. to about 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. or 9 a.m.
It's dead.
It's dead.
Yeah.
Like we did everything. I cleaned things that weren't touched in months because it was like, wow, this is really bad. Like it just was such a stupid idea to have that kind of longevity with the time frame because it's like we could have closed at 3,
right?
Reopened at 8, and then you got 5 hours and you got your crowd back and it would have been there because people were just kind of strolling in all night. You know, people who were may have just broken down on the highway or wherever.
Or just
like,
wandered in.
I need motor oil. Like, nobody cares about what DVDs are on sale.
Exactly. Yeah. Then I've been loading up on coffee all night and I'm still awake. So I'm going to see what's doing at the store. I mean, yeah. I think Best Buy used to do that. I think they would open at like 8 or maybe eventually 6 and they'd close at midnight or 1 o'clock on Thanksgiving. And then they'd reopen, of course, at like 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. on Friday, which is at least practical. But big box retailers, no, they still feel the need. Like, we got to get people in right away. And then there's hours
of stay open.
Dead.
You never know.
Exactly.
People could get busy. You could get 5 a.m. rush. Who's at 5 a.m. the day after Thanksgiving? I mean, psychopaths were. But there weren't people shopping for, like, nobody was coming in for the TVs. Maybe somebody came in to ask for, like, whatever the hot system was. Like, oh, is the Wii still here? Or is the Wii U or the PS4? Do you guys have that? And they would be like, no, we sold out. And they just turn around and leave. And the whole sections, like in from that point in 2011 on, when it was like overnight, it was like stations. Like there were guardrails, there were everything to like move people, and it worked, and it worked great. And I gotta say that it was a great system, and it was easy to work with. But at like 3-4 a.m., we're taking that stuff down, and we're like, well, we don't know if we need it tomorrow, but it's kind of an eyesore at 4 in the morning to have like guardrails in the middle of your store.
Yeah,
yeah.
Especially when you're not getting those crowds again. Like, they're not going to stack up the way they did leading up to opening.
Not
I don't know. And I even said it back then. I said, you know, if everybody just decided we're going to go back to all the stores opening at 6 a.m., everybody would follow suit because there wouldn't be one. Let's say Target wanted to start opening at 6 a.m. Friday. Walmart isn't necessarily going to open at 4 p.m. on Thanksgiving because it's not worth it. Like, there isn't competition.
Yeah.
And they're going to it's going to cost more money to be open than what they're going to earn. Just when you think about purely keeping the lights on, as in, you know, the electricity in the store, plus all the employees and everything, it just wouldn't be worth it. So the idea that maybe things are kind of being reset this year and the idea of, okay, maybe we don't need to be so gluttonous and need to open on Thanksgiving because was it a huge loss last year? Not so much. And I wonder if people are even going to be up for it next year. I don't know that anybody this year was clamoring for like, but is anyone going to be open on Thanksgiving? Are any stores going to be open? So I go in and get a bunch of shit and, you know, go home and sleep all day Friday.
Like I said, it's kind of the same stuff every year with a new theme. Like I said, with the TVs, like it got better and better every year. But you and I were DVD Blu-ray connoisseurs. And this was like, oh my God, $2 to $3 movies. I remember in 2006 and it was like $4 movies. And I couldn't believe it. That was my first Black Friday. I'm like, wait. I can get Spider-Man 2 for $4. Okay, well, that's worth enough for me to buy because I didn't want to own this movie, but the third one's coming out. I bet it'll be great. Wrong on both ends, Jack.
True.
But I did. I was like, $4 for this? Hell yeah. I remember in 2007, everybody was going crazy for the two-disc edition of 300. And I'm like, I got it. And then so I watched funny. It once. And then it was like, yeah, it's been behind me ever since. So
it was like $7. I remember because I was thinking back to it as far as like when I used to, because I used to kind of look forward to the chaos of Black Friday, not so much working it, but I generally closed, yeah. Which we'll get to our, you know, our work. Well, you kind of talked about your work day, but I want to talk a little bit about that. But yeah. I used to close generally on Black Friday because I did want to go and check out sales, but I would generally go to, let's say, Best Buy or maybe pop into Target, Walmart after. But usually Best Buy had the most movies and the best selection and the best deals mm-hmm. in a lot of cases. So I would yeah. just get in line to get DVDs. And I remember waiting to get...
We went in 2010, you, me, and Andrew.
That's right.
Before my shift started, we went out a bunch of stores and we're like, yeah, piles.
Yeah, we did. We got a bunch. I mean, I think Andrew just kind of looked at us. I think he was there for the ride more than he bought anything. Yeah. I think
well, he bought those two Lord of the Rings Blu-rays that he didn't wrap.
Oh my God, story. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Chronicle
like these.
Yeah, Chronicle like these. He bought the movies.
Want to wrap paper for him too? No. Okay.
No. But yeah, I was even thinking in terms of that, like we did holiday episodes, Xmas cast. We did four of them with the only podcast that matters from 2010 to 2013. So I thought, well, even if we talked about our experience in the past, it's been long enough. And if you're yeah. kind of getting on board with this whole group of characters in Cape and you didn't go back and hear the old show, then all right, this is probably new anyway, newish, yeah. but it's been a couple of years since you've heard it, unless for some reason.
What I said. I'm sure yeah. I talked about it.
Oh, I don't
and
either.
And that was in the throes of me being in this shit. Now I've got a new perspective. I've been out of the joint for 6 years. So
so now you can, yeah, you kind of look back and laugh, which is me too. Yeah. I can kind of romanticize those days because I don't need to live through them. But it also changed over the years. I mean, I remember, I think it was 2001 and maybe 2002, the store where I was working. Where you would eventually come to work on November 1st. If you were a full timer, you'd start working 6 days a week on November 1st. And then come 2003, 2004, it was then Black Friday was the first day you were working overtime. And then eventually fast forward to when we were working together in like 2008, 2009, there wasn't really any overtime. You're working 40 hours and that was it. So that was another reason it kind of felt less intense because you also weren't putting in as many hours and there weren't those long days. I mean, they were kind of fun.
But the preparation stress was there because they'd shorten your hours earlier in the week. And you're like, I got 4 hours to run this area and then get this up. Because you're still, again, fulfilling. I remember filling Thanksgiving stuff on the promotional area that was right mm-hmm. by the front of our registers
right.
all day long. And it was like, this is impossible for one person to do. And not totally. Only that, I had to write the schedule for when I was like the only man in charge from like 11 to 14. And it was, I purposely took myself off the floor. I'm like, I can't. This is, it was like a science. I had to get down
it's,
to like
it's time too many people
and move people around because this next wave comes in. You got to move them, and it was just like nobody else wanted to do it, and I just kind of took it upon myself. And
yeah, it's
so much so. Corey in 2015 said, "Can you come back and write the schedule for me? Because I don't know what I'm doing." I'm
like, yeah, no, sorry. Nope. I used to do that. I used to write the schedule for definitely 2005 was the last year I did that. And I think maybe the year before, but I don't remember at this point. It's been so long. But I did the one Black Friday I worked was in electronics that I wasn't, you know, working as a cashier supervisor. 2008 in electronics, that wasn't so bad because, again, I came into close. So I probably worked like 4 to midnight, you know, maybe 4 or 5 to 1 a.m. because you'd have to clean up as much as you could. After the store closed around midnight-ish. I'm pretty sure they did close at midnight on Friday, maybe 11 o'clock. But stayed an extra hour afterwards.
11 and 12, it was standard
hours. It depended, yeah. But, I mean, everything was kind of picked clean, especially in electronics. Like, any of the stuff people came in for was gone. So I didn't really have to worry about doing a whole lot. And it was, at that point, the closing shift was easy for me because it was just like, now we're sold out. Now we don't have any more PS4s. Now we don't have any more Wii Fits. We don't have any more Wiis. Sorry. Yeah.
So, sold out at 7 a.m.
So. Yeah, well, that's it. Like, people stroll in at 9:30 at night on Black Friday. It's like, do you have this? No, we don't have the item on the front page. You know, do you have this off-brand TV that was, you know, $129? No, we don't. And it's just as well because it sucks. Like, you'll be back here next month.
You'll be back without your receipt next week or next month without it.
So. Well, I bought it here. Oh, I don't even want to get into the fucking
returns. That's a whole other podcast.
It is. And we probably...
Nightmares of returns and customer service. We could do that one other day.
I'm sure we have, actually, going back. We did several job casts, and I have no doubt we spent a lot of time bitching about retail.
Mostly you and I. I don't think the other two got their words in.
For sure. Kind of
yeah.
Well, and we did, the holiday show, certainly the first one, the first Xmas cast in 2010, which just a little teaser that since this is kind of a short episode, I want to make sure I touch on it. But yes, there is going to be a compilation for the only podcast that matters. There's going to be an Xmas cast compilation that's actually been sitting on the shelf for a little while. Funnily enough, I put it together in 2016 because we'd done the Guide to Life series, and I said, well, let's put out this holiday compilation. But because it'd been so long, I said, you know, at that point, we kind of knew nearing the end of 2016, we were going to relaunch the show and, you know, break it up into two runs a year instead of doing it weekly, because that wasn't going to work for us. And I said, well, we're going to launch the show in 2017. Maybe we should put out this best of. And then I thought, now I'll wait till next year, because if we're starting to do the show in 2017 again, then we'll have a run and we'll be able to, you know, lead up to it. And then the compilation will come out 2017. And then nothing was going on in 2018 or 19. So it's kind of been sitting finished for a while. So that'll be available. And I'll probably put that in the Cape podcast feed as well. So if you subscribe to the show on Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts or whatever, it's audio only, of course, because that show was only audio. But that'll, I can't imagine why not. You guys aren't going to object to me putting that in the Cape feed. So if you subscribe, you're going to get the holiday compilation from the only podcast that matters next month, which dates to be revealed down the line. And actually, while I'm on the subject, December 14th, the holiday show, holiday live stream. So make sure you're following A Shared Universe Podcast Studio on Facebook, on YouTube, and why not Instagram as well? I know the live stream is going to be on Facebook and YouTube, so we will go from there. Time is to be determined at this point, but it's going to be in the evening, probably like 8 p.m., going to be 2 hours. All that's being finalized right now, but just throw it out there. Monday, December 14th, holiday show, and it's going to be live. So you'll be able to tune in and watch it live. And then obviously the video and the audio will be available that week as well. Yeah. If you're not able to tune in live, if you're in another time zone or whatever, or you just got something else to do, you just can't miss out on whatever Monday night programming you watch. And you're like, I'll watch this later in the week. Cool. Feel free. So announcements about that to be determined.
TBD.
TBD. So this year, is there anything you're even eyeing for Black Friday? Anything you're going to buy? Because there weren't.
I bought a T-shirt already. Oh, so that's about it. So,
well, it's funny. You and I are
on a site that had a Tuesday sale, and it was like, you buy a Tuesday, you get a free item that was in a crate. And I'm like, okay, I'll do a Tuesday, and then that's it. So,
well, you and I, being big movie fans and buying tons of, you know, DVDs and eventually Blu-rays, would typically buy those. But this year, without there having been a whole lot of new release movies, there isn't much to pick from except for stuff that came out last year. And I guess Bad Boys for Life is kind of the only thing that's been out, because I'm not interested in New Mutants. So I don't really know what else there would be.
Yeah,
so there isn't
all.
A whole lot. Yeah, there isn't really much to draw me in. I mean, that's all I bought last year. I actually bought more than I expected. I probably bought like 10 movies. But part of them were like making up for things that I didn't have already. Like I bought John Wick 2 because I didn't own that for whatever reason. It's just one that I didn't buy when it came out, which I normally did. So I got like John Wick 2 and 3 and Toy Story 4 and the Blu-ray combo pack of the original animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas was $4. A couple of the DC animated movies were about $4. So I picked up a few things at Best Buy and then maybe a few more at like Target or Walmart. But that was it. And even that was a much bigger haul than I expected to have. But I used to buy so many, and I do kind of miss, as I was saying.
Me too. Like, yeah, just whether I needed it or not.
No, you don't need any movies. None of us need movies.
Yeah, that's true.
2007.
Well, like, there always be one, and then it's like, oh, but that's $4, and that one? Yeah, why not? Like,
right.
It's just tempting.
Oh, it totally is. I mean, I remember 2007. I remember wanting to get the two-disc DVD of 300, the special edition, which would be replaced by a Blu-ray like 3 years later, because it was $7. And those two-disc special edition DVDs were like $25.
In the store. 2007 was my favorite Black Friday just because I was so in the mix of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it was flying off the shelf. So I was like, and I just kind of hit it somewhere. I was like, I'm not walking out of the store without this today.
Right.
So,
that was a big get. Something that normally would be $25.
I didn't see this movie, but I want to see it for $5 or whatever, $7.
I think it was like $7.
Yeah. It was super cheap.
I remember waiting in line and at Best Buy in Burbank, and Target in Burbank is in the same plaza. So I remember waiting in line that morning because I wanted to get a couple of movies and a couple of CDs too. And nobody carries CDs anymore. So there's that's no reason to line up. I miss those days lining up at Best Buy and Brick and getting like best ofs that were, you know, $4 or $5. Those were the days. But I do remember doing that, and I didn't mind getting in line and waiting for an hour to get in the store and waiting to check out. And this is, you know, pre iPod and smartphone and everything, just because it was kind of part of the experience and it was kind of fun. And it was, there never was anything that I was so serious about that it was a big heartbreaker if it was sold out. I mean, that probably happened here and there, but nothing that at this point, however many years later, that I can even remember. I don't have some big heartbreak story, but I do remember a couple of years ago, I think I may have talked about this in the first year of CAPE in 2013, when I only know this from scrolling back at an episode called Shops Getting, instead of calling it Thanksgiving, because that seems to be the bigger thing. I remember seeing people, this was probably 2013 and maybe even 14, 15, a couple years after, that I was seeing people lined up outside of a couple of Best Buys on Monday or Tuesday, because Best Buy was opening on Thanksgiving Day for whatever. And I thought, if it's a game console or a bundle or a TV or whatever, how important is it that you're willing to give up 3 days of your life to live and piss in a tent just to save $200 on a TV
on Thanksgiving? Yeah.
Yeah. That's such a weird, I mean, maybe even for the story, I don't know that it's worth it. I really don't. I don't know.
I mean, there's,
you know how I got this TV? Sat outside for 3 days. I just don't even know if that's worth you know, saving the money or whatever money is spent. I mean, I never saw any deals that were so insane that I thought this is worth 3 days of my life and saving the money
at all.
Like,
not at all. And it's like, if I didn't get it, I didn't get it. It's like, ah, shit. But like, there was times it's like, oh, that's a great deal. I hope I can get it. It's never been like, I need to get out there now and sacrifice time with my family. Like, you don't understand, Mom. I can't be at Thanksgiving because I need this Blu-ray player. It's like, who gives a shit?
There's totally. Even the 1 year, I mean, aside from shopping, the 1 year that I helped set things up and I went in on Thanksgiving, this is obviously when the stores were opening still on Fridays, even though it was getting earlier and earlier. But I remember going in like 8 to noon to set up because it was time and a half or double time or whatever it was. So I said, well, I'll go in for 4 hours. My family just get together till like 2 in the afternoon anyway. And we were going nearby. So I said, yeah, you know what? I'll go in for the extra money. And even that, my parents were kind of annoyed by. This is obviously in the days when I was living with them, and they just thought, like, really, you're gonna work on Thanksgiving?
Anywhere, like, who goes anywhere before noon on Thanksgiving? You're watching the parade, you're missing the parade.
That's what I said, like, what am I missing out on? At the same time, it's gonna make somebody's job easier tomorrow. Usually it would be like you or, you know, our coworkers, you know, my peers at the time, who
I would have
wanted to help anyway, because we did have that mentality. Like, eventually in, you know, fall of 2009, during that holiday season, when we were all working at the front end together, we all genuinely were friends and wanted to help each other and make the process easier.
It was a good, I'd say, 2009, that was like the best part of that. But 2009, do you remember how many people we went through that holiday season, like employee wise, or just, that was like, I don't know what was happening that Christmas, but it was like, we got people from like a work release program.
And maybe
like once a week, we were getting like two or three people were getting fired for stealing.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on.
And there were some, that was like the only Black Friday 2009. I remember some dude actually made a scene in the front of the store. I don't know if you were there or not, but I was walking the front, and then this guy was like, had a bunch of stuff under his coat, and they were like questioning him. And then like 10 minutes later, he was out in cuffs. It was like, what the hell is happening this year?
Like, I don't know. I remember, I remember going through a lot of people, which is one of the frustrating things, because I thought, wow, you know, we're not paying people a whole lot of money. And that was what I said at the time to our former boss, who was head of HR at the time, just saying, well, the problem is we pay peanuts and we're getting monkeys. So that's the problem. Like, we're getting people who don't give a shit about the job in the first place, don't care about keeping the job, and certainly aren't here because the job's paying the bills. I mean, they're making maybe $9 an hour.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, a lot of these people are making like $8, maybe $8.50. Like, do you really think they're going to go above and beyond necessarily? I mean, there's some people who will just because they have that kind of work ethic. That's maybe 20%. The other 80% are like, we'll show up and do an able-bodied job. And then, you know, there will be some of those 80%, maybe another 20% who just suck out loud. They're absolutely horrible.
Yes.
They're not going to last. And they would, some people, Black Friday would be the first day. They would be doing register training on like the day before Thanksgiving or the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And then they'd be thrown into the deep end.
On Black Fridays where I worked, where people were training that day.
Yeah, it was like, horrible. What
people
are
like,
can
you
plan.
Open? And they're like, no, I'm training. Well, what do you mean you're training?
That was another stupid thing that led to me leaving that store and saying, forget that, I'm out of here. I just can't do this. Because the lack of preparedness that shows, like thinking, okay, if you have, let's just say 20 registers and you've got people training on two of them, that makes a huge difference when you're when it's your biggest day of the year, the biggest sales day of the year, and you're going to have two registers taken up by trainees? That just showed an insane lack of planning, not on our part, because we didn't handle it. That was HR and anybody else who hired.
We took the
said,
brunt of it.
We're going to start these people.
Like, well, they should have them trained.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's our fault, even though we had nothing to do with it. It's like, no, you should bring them in. Have them start Monday. Don't even bother, you know, dragging things down on Black Friday. I never understood.
It doesn't
that.
Take very long to get the hang of it.
Exactly.
From experience.
Well, our managers were so inept that it's no surprise. Yeah. In fact, my last Black Friday that I worked was I was actually pretty annoyed because I think our boss made me come in at like 10 a.m. I think I worked like 10 to 8 or something like that, which was annoying because I did like closing. He's like, no, you're not closing. So-and-so is closing. And I don't remember exactly
I was closing.
Was it you? Okay.
They stuck me on closing. Yeah.
Which is fine because I mean.
I didn't care, but I was like, oh, that's.
I know. Okay. I would have done it. I like closing just because it's easier. I mean, the rush is over. I mean, it wasn't that bad. Fridays, that's the thing. Once stores started opening.
It's a typical crowd. Like, it's just, people are there picking up stuff and nobody's given problems. It like Fridays, it's like the party's ending and they're bringing in all the instruments and everything else. It's like, oh, okay, I can get a couple things here. Things are consolidated.
Well, that's it. Yeah. At that point,
people were in a good mood Friday nights too. Like, we did it. It's over.
Well, kind of. Yeah. At that point, you're in the home stretch of the day, especially at the point, you know, like that last year when the store opened at 4 a.m. By the time I got there, they'd been open for 6 hours. So there was, you know, all the major stuff was gone. So at that point, you're just telling people all day. It was close enough to the closing shift that I was used to that I was able to say, like, no, it's sold out. No, we're out of it. No, it was the first thing gone this morning or whatever it was, because that was the case. But at that point, the store is now open for, you know, 6 hours. So yeah, stuff's gone. All the in-demand stuff is long gone.
Oh, there's one time, actually. I do remember this. This is one of my last Black Fridays there, 2013. I worked an overnight shift, and it, again, progressively earlier and earlier every year.
Right.
So I think it started at, like, I had to be to work at 7. So, you know, 7 o'clock Thanksgiving night, and then the store would open at 8. And then by 8 a.m. the next morning, I would go.
Gross.
And then I had to be back at 4 p.m. because they were so short-staffed. At, like, you had to do a Friday night shift. Like, I just worked 12 hours. I have to go back 8 hours later because of the laws and regulations and then close again. Like, this is stupid. What am I, like, why are we doing this?
Right.
And so the next year I said in 14, I'm like, cause at that point I was kind of at my, you know, I was at my wit's end with that place.
You would one foot out the door. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't be gone soon afterwards. But it was like, yeah, I'm not doing that this year. No, not at all.
Good.
I was blatant about it. Like, I am working overnight. Cause at that point in 2014, it was like, we open at 6 p.m. So I had to be there at 5. And then I worked till 6 a.m. the next morning. And it's like, I'm done when it gets to that. I'm not coming back.
Yeah, I'm not coming back at 2 p.m. just so I have 8 hours in between. And then
I think they knew that they fucked up for the year before, because a lot of people were like, why are we here? Why are we here again? And I was adamant about it. Like, I'm not coming back. Like, I will tell you right now, I have plans that Friday. I am not coming back. I had no plans that Friday. I was not coming back. And it was just... very indicative of my attitude at that point of just like,
well, there's also only so many. I mean, that was your ninth Black Friday. I mean, I'm trying to think how many.
It was like, yeah,
I worked 99. I was working for Old Navy at the time, and my shift was five to two. I was working because they gave you an hour for lunch, so it was 8 hours and an hour in the middle. I think I was working something like 5 to 2, or maybe it was a slightly longer day. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was 6 because the mall opened at 6 a.m. So maybe I had to be there at 5:30 or something. I remember getting up at 5 a.m., which, being an 18-year-old high school senior, didn't want to do that. Didn't want to get up earlier than like 7 when I absolutely had to. And I just, that was when fleece was starting to become a big deal. And Old Navy just had a big ass table of fleece right when you walked in the store. And my job was just to restock it. That's literally all I did all day, was easy as possible. Look for sizes that were out, colors that were out. Because it became pretty obvious after the store had been open for a little while which colors were selling and which sizes were selling. Yeah. I just restocked fleece for 8 hours, and it was pretty painless. And then, 2001 to 2005, I worked in the store where you and I would eventually work together. Worked in California for 2007 and then 2008 and 9. So I worked 9 Black Fridays altogether, too. That's right. So same as you, just in a couple of different locations. And I don't miss it at all. It
takes its toll. I felt like at the end in 14, I was like, I can't not do this again next year. Like, no matter what.
Well,
like, I was again applying like jobs are crazy and put my foot out the door anyway. It's no secret at this point, but I was just like, I am not doing this next year.
Well, it got worse, and it was also easier to be less dedicated to your job or enthusiastic about your job, to say the least. in that you were making less money. I mean, I think maybe that week we got, I mean, aside from if you worked on Thanksgiving, what'd you get? Maybe 2 or 4 hours of overtime. And that was it for the holiday
that
season,
was it.
As opposed to it being something that was kind of normal in previous years.
They totally cracked down on that. Cause in 07, they were asking people to stay. And I stayed, I think it was I was supposed to be like 5:30 to like whatever the time was, 8.5 hours. I stayed an extra two and a half hours just cause it was like, it was kind of fun because we're like, oh, movies are now, we're replenishing movies. And I was like, I'll stay. I was working in electronics that day. So it was like, it was awesome. Like I was having the time of my life. And then every year it just got more progressive. And I don't have any, thankfully, I don't have any horror stories of like people screaming at me. Cause that's the like first Black Friday in 06. I was terrified to just get screamed at because I'd been in the customer service desk for so long, for a couple months at that point, and I'd already experienced some shit. So I thought, this is going to be 10 times worse, if that. And it was like the easiest day. It's like, oh, wait, people just are coming in and they might just return stuff they're second guessing.
Didn't you start in late 05? So you were at least cashiering.
I did. I missed Black Friday. Yeah. I started in December of 05.
Oh, okay. So you just missed.
So
I forget.
I just missed all the fun. But
I didn't even remember we'd worked together until like you told me years later.
I think we had like a month or two together. Like,
I left at the beginning of March. So yeah, we had a little bit of time, but I blanked out on everything. I just erased that section of my memory. Those last couple of months, I was so checked out anyway that I didn't possibly retain anything.
I know the feeling. I can't remember the last months. I can't remember the last 6 months of the job other than just being miserable. And I guess like I did stuff to just occupy my time.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely don't miss it. And you know who else doesn't miss it is Ryan Taggart. So right now, let's cut to a conversation I had with Ryan about his Black Friday experiences in years past. So Ryan, you're here to share your Black Friday experiences with us for this little Black Friday bonus cape episode that we're doing to commiserate about the people who need to work Black Friday. If people are even shopping this year, I guess that is yet to be seen. We'll see what
happens.
Those
people used to be us.
I know.
Who would have to work Black Friday.
We used to work. We used to shop. And now this year, it's probably just going to be online, if anything, because I'm not planning on going out anywhere. It doesn't look like there's anything really happening anyway.
So, yeah, I don't go shopping on Black Friday anyway because I, you know, I just don't care.
You don't have
that
the patience
much.
For it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like people enough and, you know.
Oh, God, yeah.
That whole thing. But I don't need a $2 waffle iron or a shitty TV.
Need a $98 TV.
I don't need to get trampled for any of that.
Any off-brand electronics or appliances? You don't want that? Stuff that's only carried
on
Black
Friday?
The
off-brand stuff that's on the really good deal, and I'm like, some TV brand that I've never heard of, and I'm like, who needs this? I'll save up my money and spend more and get a good TV.
That'll die February 4th, which is right after the January 31st return window. Right. So,
I want to go to a good TV store so I can get a
good
TV.
But you had a handful of Black Fridays, not as much as the rest of us, but you had a couple.
My first real retail Black Friday experience was at the big box store that you and Jack and Corey and Jimmy and I all worked at.
Yeah.
And I was working in the electronics department that year, and it was unlike anything I'd ever seen. And I was, fairly new there at the time. And I remember being in charge of the video game cases. So I had this big set of keys that I was supposed to carry all day to unlock, you know, each door as people were like hounding me for video games. Mm-hmm. And I got so overwhelmed at one point, and the team leader that was kind of watching over me was like looking at me in disbelief. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, I have these keys. I don't know what goes to what. And like, she's standing there at the end of the aisle, like, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, I don't know what to do. There's 40 people here. They all want video games from different doors.
Right.
And I'm one person, and I've never done this before. And you got to lay off. It was not a good start for Black Friday experiences for me.
Oh, I'll bet.
At all.
There's toys and electronics have to be the worst departments to be in on Black Friday, hands down.
Right.
I mean, aside from working up front, which is where I spent the majority of my retail years, because no matter where you're shopping, everybody ends up at the register. So it doesn't matter what department you're in.
Exactly.
But electronics and toys, for sure. And they're always right next to each other in every store. So they just get killed.
They get killed. Absolutely. And I got killed.
I bet. What shift did you have to work on that Black Friday? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I mean, this would have been 2009.
All I knew is that it was a madhouse, whatever time it was. It was not fun, and it was not a good first experience with, you know, obviously it wasn't my first job at that point, but it was the first retail Black Friday that I had to work in.
Right.
It was pretty scarring for a while.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet. Yeah. I mean, just the holiday season in general, because it's not like it gets much better after. It may not be as busy after that, but people are just as frantic and just as annoying. And you're still constantly, I mean, people are never not getting video games and consoles and accessories and stuff that you need keys to unlock. I mean, I'd worked in that electronics department. I was in charge of it the previous holiday season before I got moved up to, you know, be the supervisor of the cashiers again. And yeah, that was like, it doesn't stop the whole month. I mean, that's just the kickoff to a month of hell. It's just pure hell. Yeah. Between TVs and video games and, you know, even at that point,
really
movies
slow down all that much, even after Black Friday. Right.
Right. I mean, this is 2009. So, you know, like DVDs were still, you know, big sellers and stuff. So there was a lot going, iPods, you know, I mean, this is before smartphones were as ubiquitous as they are now. You know,
right.
Still people were still getting at the point when I was working in that department, it was the LG NV2.
Oh, I remember
phone.
That.
Yeah, yeah. In 2008.
The Envy. Remember,
yeah. So it wasn't even like iPhones or, you know, a Samsung Galaxy was like the big phone at that point. Maybe an iPad. I think maybe people were buying iPads at that point. But yeah, everything was locked up.
Yeah, they were around. Yeah.
Everything was just locked up, though. So it was constantly getting pulled
in
a million
directions.
Which was
so annoying. And I understand they're expensive things, but I mean... You know, with the video games, I know, you know, Xbox or PlayStation games are $60 a pop. So,
yeah.
You know, and I guess someone could potentially steal one pretty easily, shoving it inside a jacket.
Oh, but totally.
To have like a separate lock on each door and have to jump from one to another in this aisle where there's 100 people. Like,
right.
I thought I was going to die.
And even at that point, if you're
I don't know what to do.
And if you're handing them one of those video games, it's not like you would. I mean, they could still take it and run out the door once they have it.
Yeah.
So it's not like just because
it was
locked up.
What good does any of this do?
Yeah. Well, I mean, assuming you're handing it to them, because you're probably not taking one at a time to the register with it being that.
Oh, no, no,
insane.
No. It was literally handing video games to people. Right.
Right. So at that point, you could just leave the cases open, which I think is something they resorted to in recent Black Friday. I mean, I barely go shopping on Black Friday anymore, but there's at least to a physical store. If I buy anything, it's online, but I buy less and less every year. It's usually just a couple of movies. But I think at a point they just started like unlocking those video game cases. Like they would have the consoles locked up elsewhere, but for the video games, because it's just too much. It's too overwhelming. And then you had a completely different experience because the next 2 years you were working for Verizon.
Right.
And that's a whole other breed of headache.
Right. It was weird because, you know, we would have this 12-13 hour day ahead of us that we would all sign up for. And, you know, in the stores where I worked, it was, you know, a pretty tight knit team, and people would bring in food and coffee, and then we'd order food, and it would be more fun than what I experienced at the other store.
For sure.
Where, you know, I basically got trampled. But, you know, I was just kind of like slinging iPhones all day, and it was low hanging fruit, and people would come in and they would just be buying stuff. And, you know, it was money, it was commission. And so it was sort of a hellish day, but not in the same way, because you're making a lot of money and, you know, you'd kind of take breaks throughout the day and eat a bunch of food. And, you know, there was a camaraderie that you were kind of like all in this together.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That I didn't totally hate. So it was a different vibe. You know, at Verizon when I was working there for Black Fridays, and it was kind of fun. They would give you t-shirts, like they'd give you a new t-shirt for the day, to add to your like repertoire of t-shirts that you'd get throughout that kind of employment. So I had more fond memories of those couple of years, for those Black Friday experiences. Made a lot of money and ate a lot of food, and everyone just kind of had fun and was exhausted by the end of the day.
And it was just a long day. That's the thing about
it. Was
working
a long day. Like you would sign up and say, I'm going to work 12 hours or 13 hours from, you know, open to close.
Right.
And everyone would just come in and do it because it meant so much money, because there was no, you didn't really have to use much in the way of sales tactics. People came in knowing what they want. They were buying Christmas presents for people and
armed to the teeth,
like, okay,
with credit cards.
Go, like another iPhone out of the back. Like it was easy.
Mm-hmm.
So those were better experiences for sure.
Oh, yeah. And more profitable.
And more profitable, exactly, than making like $9 an hour.
Yeah. You know? Slinging Xbox games.
Ungrateful gamers. So that those were good times. But then after that, that was pretty much it as far as my retail Black Friday experience was concerned. After that, I was done with retail.
Do you even remember? I don't remember at this point, but circa Christmas 2009, which would have been the holiday season we worked together. Do you even remember what the big toy was, or the big video game or console even? I'm trying to remember. The Wii Fit was the big one in 2008 when I was running the electronics department. I think that might have died down by the time you were there.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. Was
PS4 out? I don't think PS4 was out. No.
Four at that time? No.
I think PS3 was new-ish.
Yeah.
Xbox 360 had been around. Because I remember Andrew
kept upgrading. Yeah, because I had an Xbox 360 before that. Yeah. So that was out. Xbox was big. PlayStation was big. And those games were just flying out the door.
Yeah, the Wii was still riding pretty high.
What was like the thing at that time?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
The Wii was out, and I would stand there in the electronics section playing the Super Mario game that was on that console back in electronics.
Right.
While I was supposed to be like watching over everything, I would just stand there and play that for however long until customers would show up.
As you should.
So that was the Nintendo Wii. So that was definitely big at the time.
Right. Yeah, that wasn't a big release year. I mean, this year there's the Xbox, whatever it is, and the PS5. Xbox Generation X or whatever the hell it is. I don't even know. This is one of those rough years where there's a new console. I think that was 2004 maybe, when it was what was it? I guess it was when the Xbox 360 was new and PS2 I guess was coming out. I'm trying to remember. 2002, 2003 maybe. Yeah. I don't really remember, but I remember people lining up and every day we'd wait outside, and I'm sure Jack and I are possibly going to get into this, maybe even Jimmy, even though he worked nights. But people be lined up every day to try to get those new consoles. So those were always the hardest years. And I don't think you had to deal with that, because that would have been a nightmare. Even the year before, me dealing with people coming into electronics for the Wii Fit. Oh, good God. I'm sure I complained about this 10 years ago on the only podcast when we talked about the holiday season. But man, that was people were literally be there every day.
Brand new. Right. So there wasn't like a brand new console release right before, you know, Black Friday that year. So it was mostly the games at that point. And, you know, there was a PlayStation out, there was an Xbox out, but they had come out, I guess, well before. So
lucky you.
Yeah. Lucky me. Yeah.
As bad as it was. Oh, it could have been worse.
Right.
So at least that was your token big box store retail experience. Whereas I had way too many.
Glad to have one, you know.
Yeah, at least you got that story to tell. Just to kill a few minutes on a special bonus podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it, folks. The bonus Black Friday audio episode of Cape. We hope you enjoyed it. Just wanted to give you a little something extra. Why not? A little bit of a surprise. And the show will be back Monday from Shared Universe Podcast Studio. So audio and video, once again, the next 2 weeks, we got those shows in the can because of Thanksgiving and the holidays and everything. We want to make sure they were done. Jack couldn't be there, so unfortunately, this is your last dose of him until the holiday show.
Yeah, sorry.
But Andrew, Ryan, and I, and the occasional appearance by engineer Chris for the next two Mondays. So you guys can enjoy that. And you can also enjoy Jack on social media by following him at JackWagon85 on Twitter. And on Instagram at JacksonFigure1985. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Abalo, and on Instagram at Chris Sells Out, and follow the show at Cape Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And like I said, subscribe, share. You can check out the video episodes on YouTube, of which most of them are video, even if they're not at the studio. We've been doing them, you know, from Zoom from home. And December 14th, live holiday show. Only Podcast That Matters holiday compilation coming up. And also, actually, I'm just going to announce it here because now we're getting into the home stretch, the end of the year. So the holiday show is going to be December 14th. And then with the holidays and everything, it's going to be a little, it would be harder for everybody to get together, obviously. Even though this year isn't looking like other years, then we still wanted to figure something else out. So the following Mondays will be two compilations, which will be the best of 2020, and also a compilation of all of the quarantine questionnaires that I gave everybody in the earlier episodes of this year. which the idea, I always thought like, okay, eventually I'll put out a compilation. I thought maybe it would be in the fall, but then I thought toward the end of the year, because I thought quarantine and COVID and everything would have been behind
us. We've been long past this.
Exactly. No. I thought we would have been through it. And I said, won't it be fun to look back and be like, wow, that's what everybody was thinking at the time. Remember that moment? Thank God. That's not happening anymore.
No one in sight.
Exactly. The UK will probably, hopefully, just be getting out of another lockdown. And then, you know, other parts of even the state of New Jersey, like Newark's on lockdown for as of this recording anyway, which will be by the time it goes up, they'll still be in lockdown for like 2 weeks. And because it's still bad. But regardless, the quarantine questionnaire, which is also going to include some extras. I am going to answer every question I asked everybody else. So even though I'd vary the questions up for each person based on just knowing their personality, I'm going to answer all of them.
Be honest.
Whether or not I have an answer. Well, I will. And I haven't tried to think too much about it. I honestly want to read through them and be spontaneous. I'm not going to prep answers or anything. I honestly want to treat it as if the way I treated everybody else, because I have a typed out list of everything I asked everybody. I saved that. So I haven't looked at it because I haven't done a quarantine questionnaire with anybody in quite a while. So this is going to be that's going to be fun, too. So two compilations to round out.
Hopefully there's no 2021 compilation of a quarantine questionnaire. I think we're good.
This will probably be the only one. Don't worry about more of those next year.
Please.
I don't want to have to do that. Well, I hope we don't need it. I hope there is another quarantine.
That's what I mean. Yeah, yes, exactly. I don't want to need this again. So.
But so subscribe if you haven't. If you happened upon this episode, then definitely make sure you're subscribed, because two really funny episodes coming your way the next 2 weeks. The Holiday Show live Monday, December 14th, and then Best of 2020 and Quarantine Questionnaire Compilation. Plus, the only podcast that matters, Xmas Cast/Holiday Compilation. We pretty much talked about Christmas because we're all Gentiles and Shixes who were involved in the show. So there you go. It's primarily Christmas, just FYI. And that's it. Like, subscribe, share, and all that other good stuff. So until next time, for Ryan Taggart and Jack DeFranco, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment. Hello, world. This is Chris Abalo's podcast. I should say something different because it's a bonus show. I should be like, surprise, bitches. Which would be really rude. They'd be like, fuck you.
Attention shoppers, do that.
Fuck you, your dumb show. We don't need your free bonus show or your pity. Oh, that'd be kind of funny. All right, yeah, I'll do that.
Do that, yeah.
Attention podcast shoppers. Okay.
We're having a sale on what? Just pipe in some crowd.
Oh my God, some elevator music? That'd be really funny. Yeah.